Well, good evening and welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you are joining and supporting the show today. You know, we cover from career, romance, business, finance, the gamut. We cover it all. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change, so you have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our ability. What you do with the information is up to you. Daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done every day from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at night. If you're not ready to schedule a reading, well, shoot, go to the website and just subscribe so you can get the monthly newsletter. And if you want to donate, well, we appreciate that too. If you have any messages for us, you can shoot us a note there on the website. On the main page, just go all the way down and you'll see the message box. Or you can go on Facebook and send us a message at the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Thank you, and I hope that you enjoy the show today. And remember, I always say this, it's April and now, so it'll probably be the last month, but this year's theme is magic, miracles, and achievements. Okay, so let me get into my little announcements here. First, let me give you some dates. On the 5th, which is Friday, is the new moon, and the full moon is on the 19th. Now, the 14th is Palm Sunday, and the 21st is Easter. God, do y'all remember last year? Easter came so quick, it didn't even look like March got out, and that next Sunday was Easter. But this year, Easter is the third Sunday, so it's kind of back to normal. Okay, so the 21st is Easter. Let you know that. The newsletter's out. It went out today. If you're a subscriber to the website, you would have received the newsletter. Also, on the blog is April's horoscopes. They're pretty good, too. You guys want to go in there and check them. I would tell you, friends and family, go in there and check those horoscopes. They're really good this time. You know, I do them empathically and intuitively. So whatever the angels and my guides tell me, that's what I type for that month for that particular sign. So do go in and check that out. Also, remember the shows, Sunday and Monday shows, y'all, you can listen to them on the main page at the website. When you go on there and you scroll down before you get to the message box, you'll see Sunday show and Monday show. Now, for Wednesday in the studio and Friday traffic jams and music show, that's done on the radio page. So, you know, you just click on the radio icon and go down. So last Friday, we had a really good show. We had Jay-Z and Nelly grace us with their music. So I'm not for sure who we're doing this week, but I'm sure it'll be somebody good. Nina is out sick. She's got that crud, y'all. Whatever that flu, God, it's just awful going around. And it's like it just gives people a very bad cough, okay? And for Nina, that's not good because she has asthma on top of that. So just keep her in your prayers this week that she'll feel better and get over this and be back to Nina again. Let me see, is there any other? Nope, and to remind you guys, I'm on YouTube, Saturday Night Psychic, of course, what else? But anyway, I'm on YouTube. There's three shows on there now. One is the horoscopes, and I can't think what the second one is. And I know the third one is Mercury retrograde, how it affected all 12 signs. And the third one is about getting a mate, having a mate, partner, significant other, husband. It's a prayer, and I break it down, so you might want to listen to that. But anyway, this week I'll be doing the horoscopes on there. So if you subscribe to my YouTube channel and hit the subscribe button, you'll always know. They'll notify you when I've done another show. And also, can you hit the like button, too, that you really like me? Okay. All right, well, let's do a quick prayer and and then we shall begin, huh? Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. Thank you. So be it. Now, I'm going to do this just because I guess people, you're coming out from under Mercury retrograde, and for some people it presented quite a few challenges, and I understand that. So I'm going to do this prayer real quick, and hopefully this will help some of you coming out of that situation into a new month. Dear God, remove the wicked, angry, evil, loathing negativities of all known and unknown entities and spirits. If it's our past life spirits and entities, present day spirits and entity, and future life spirits and entity from all dimensions of time and space, here and now. Release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest good. Infinite Spirit, open the way for huge abundance to come to us now. We are irresistible magnets for all that belongs to us by divine birthright. So be it. There was one other one that I always did on the karmic. Let me see, can I find that real quick? Oh, here we go. We release all karmic density spiritually, mentally, and physically. We release all karmic density from our past, our present, and our future. We release all karmic density from the earth, moon, and sun, from this timeline, this dimension, this multiverse. We release all karmic density from our energy and vibrations. And we release it from the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth density as well, to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negativity energies from assailing us. Okay, and that's our prayers for today, and hopefully it helps somebody or touches their heart. Okay, I think we're ready to begin. The chat room is open. I welcome in, who is it, Miss Lighthurst, welcome to the show. I'm glad that you're here. Hopefully Heather and Anna will be in there too to assist. Okay, y'all, well, let's begin the show. Our first caller for the night is area code 760. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus, it's Gigi. How are you?
Fine, this is who?
Gigi? Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can now. Yeah. All right, Gigi.
Oh, I'm in a
what's going
building.
On, woman? How you doing today?
Well, I am, after a long day, I am wanting to feel better about a situation. So I want to know if you can pick up some spirits. I have some people who a promise to pay me for furniture, and I want to see how that is all going. Am I going to have a successful outcome with that?
If you're going to have a successful boat cruise, is that what you asked?
Outcome, yeah.
No. I want to make sure that I go to the angels with it correctly. Is that what you're asking?
Yes. If I'm going to have a successful outcome with that.
An accessible, so it's not a
successful.
Boat thing.
No. I had some furniture, and I was selling it, and I allowed a couple to take it and write up an agreement, and I want to know that will turn out successfully. They have my furniture. I haven't been paid for it yet.
Okay, so somebody's writing an opinion about something that you wrote, right?
No. I don't know why we're having a problem with communication.
I know.
Is my phone breaking up or?
Here. Tell you what. I'm going to take my headset off. Okay. I took my headset off. Go ahead now. I'm sorry to make you repeat this, but I didn't. You sounded garbled in my headset. Go ahead.
Okay. I can't do it now. I can't do it. I can't say it over again. Do you want to go to the next person and come back to me?
Okay, we'll do. We'll do. Just hang
Please,
in there.
I've got to pay attention to
Gigi, yeah.
Else.
Okay, Gigi, I'll be right back. And sorry for that, too. Okay, let me try and put my headset back on. Let me try it again. Okay. You know what? By the way, welcome everybody around the world and in the chat room as well as on the phone. Sorry for that. And welcome in 760-920-718 and 310-551 and 619. Welcome to the show. Okay. Next caller, area code 920. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay. So what's going on, young lady?
Well, Lennis, I guess I need some directions from the angels, my guides, you know, whoever, but recently lost my mother, and
oh, I'm sorry.
I kind of feel directionless, and I'm having a hard time. You know, I kind of lost myself taking care of her for a while, and, you know, now I have to kind of get back to the business of living myself and just kind of having a hard time, you know, setting foot, you know, foot to the ground again. And I guess there's a couple different ways I can go. But
I'm
just
tell
wondering
you something.
If
your
angels
mother,
have any.
Hold up, hold up. The angels are telling me right now, your mother is sending blessings to you. And they're coming down like, you know how, oh, God, I can see this so clearly. What's the word? Lightning. You know how lightning comes down from the sky?
Right.
It's sharp and it smacks hard. She's sending blessings down to you. Still, we're going to go ahead with the question, but I just want you to know the angels are telling me that right now. So she's sending them down like lightning, like lightning.
Okay.
So anyway, go ahead. Go ahead. I just had to tell you that.
So, you know, I'm just wondering, I always prayed to have somebody in my life before she left, and that hasn't happened. Do you see anybody coming in, or should I just, you know, get into school, or, you know, what is it, which way should I, you know, go here?
Well, what's most important to you? Do you want to return to college? Is that the most important thing to you?
Well, maybe not college. Get into some spiritual studying or maybe concentrate on developing a relationship.
Okay. Because there is a void there with your mom gone, so I can understand that. The first thing I got was balance. So you're correct when you say, you know, you're kind of teeter-tottering. You want to get on the right path and be stable and, you know.
Right.
I understand it. So the first thing they said was balance. Which you kind of said that, you know, in a way. There is a man
coming. Anybody coming in for me, relationship-wise?
Yes, but it's going to be in 3 months. There he is.
Okay.
He's going to show up right around the first week of June, right at the very beginning of summer, that you're going to meet this guy. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to meet this guy. They're not telling me where you're going to meet him at, but you are going to meet. And this man could turn out to be the love of your life. Yeah, he's got curly hair, and he's funny. Now they're showing me. Who's that comedian? Because they said he's like that guy with the red hair. He always makes fun of different people. He's got the red hair. I mean, he's not out there now. I mean, I guess he used to be about 10 years ago. Real him. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
He has this guy, the angel said, has a comedy or comedic, like Carrot Top. He's funny like that. He's not a comedian now, but just saying that he's funny. You know, you could enjoy him. He'd make you laugh. So he has a like a bubbling, well, yeah, I'll say that, a bubbly personality. He's a few years older than you. They're telling me he's 3 to 5 years older than you. Has a foundation. He's established. May or may not have children, because I see a daughter way in the distance, and she's real young, but it doesn't look like she ever grew up, so I don't know what happened there. Maybe she could have passed away or something, but I don't see her as ever growing up. So I don't know, but I don't see any kids around him right now. He's got King in his name. I hope you're writing this down. I don't know if
I will.
His first or his last name, but they're telling me King, K-I-N-G, is a part of this man's name.
Okay.
Okay, let's see what else. They want you to create. You're going to create this guy, the man that you want in your life. You're going to create him, you know, maybe, I'm not going to say really do a criteria, but make a little list what you're looking for in a man.
Right.
And when you pray, tell God you're creating. Oh, okay.
And sense of humor was definitely on the top three.
Okay. But also, not only are you going to create, but you're going to tell God that you want to experience this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So not only are you going to create it, you've got a little history and background of him. You know, you say that you want to experience a relationship with this guy. Yeah, he seems like a pretty good guy. I'm not picking too much up on him. I'm not picking anything up on him yet, but, I mean, I'm not picking too much on, like, you know, what does he do for a living and stuff like that. They're not telling me right now. But they keep showing your mom. You know what? I think when you create, in fact, try this. Write it down on a piece of paper what you want in a man or what you're looking for in a gentleman. Put it in your pillow and ask your mom to bless that for you.
Okay.
Just sleep on it. You know, if you want to sleep on it, 3 days, you know, 3 days is usually long enough. You can sleep on it for 3 days. Sleep on it for 7 days, for a week if you want. But put it in your pillow and just ask your mom before you go to sleep at night, Mom, would you please bless this guy that we may be together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then in 3 months, you got April, May, not even 3 months, April and May, because June is coming, so 2 months to prepare, to get yourself ready for him. So when he comes in, you're ready to go. Let's do this.
Okay.
Yep.
That would be great.
So, yeah. I apologize. I'm sorry about your mom, but like I said, she's sending blessings down to you.
Well, I don't doubt it.
All
you
the
were
things
very...
that you did, it was love. Love. Go ahead.
I helped take care of her, and it's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, but it was love. Love is the most powerful energy, and with love, all things are possible. So your mom, I mean, she's doing fine. I mean, she's more healthy than we are.
Hey.
But
I'm glad.
Because of what you did, the love from her is that lightning is coming down. I want you to feel what you gave me. I want you to feel this love. I want you to have that love. I want you to be that love.
Yeah.
So that's what
Absolutely.
I'm saying. Tell your mom. Bless it. Bless it, Mommy.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and other than that, I would just say try to stay positive. You know, I know you're going to have your good days and your bad days. That's understandable. But try and be positive. If nothing else, maybe get with a girlfriend and go have a cup of coffee or tea, or maybe go out to dinner, you know.
Right.
Laugh it up and enjoy.
Right. Well, I
just to
I
get
have
you
to
distracted
become
for a little bit. That's
being
all.
Able to look towards the future. But I've always prayed for, I was married, and my husband is in spirit. And I've been independent for quite a while, and I do want to have that experience again.
Well, sure. Everybody deserves love in this world, of course.
And, you know, it was hard to do life and work and me and mom and, you know, try and expect to have any kind of outside, you know,
relationship or activity,
entertainment,
social,
even, you
yeah.
know, because it was all too consuming. So,
yeah.
I'm ready to move on.
Okay. Yes, me too.
All right. Well, thank you, Lena.
Me too.
Thank you
You're
so
most
much.
Welcome, Amy. Thanks for calling, and God bless you, honey.
My first time calling. I do appreciate your time.
Okay. You're most welcome. Thank you. Okay. Now, let's get back to Gigi.
Gigi.
Okay, Gigi.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Yes. Can we? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is good. That's better. Yeah, I was in kind of a building area. So anyway, I had a transaction this past weekend regarding reselling my furniture. I had a few pieces of furniture that a couple took with the agreement that they would write an agreement, I would sign it, we'd agree to the terms, and go from there. And they said that they had like a return, a tax return coming back with more than enough money, et cetera, et cetera. And everything seemed copacetic. However, I would like your feedback intuitively and psychically on this.
You know what, Gigi, I'm feeling, and I do hear you very clear now. Thank you very much.
Oh, sure.
Gave them. Is it?
Because
I'm getting small claims court. Huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah,
well, I'm getting from the angel small claim court. But as you were talking and telling you about the furniture, I got toxic. You know, like, who are these people? But I let you finish your statement, what you had to say. So, from what I'm feeling from the angels, something about them, I mean, if I got into it, I probably could tell you, but something is not right.
Mm-hmm.
And put that in and get your money, because you can do that. Yeah. There's something about them. I don't know. Did a girlfriend talk you into selling this furniture to them?
No. I take responsibility for this. Full responsibility. At the end, I had this really, like, sinking feeling. And as they were pulling away, I kind of stopped them. Like, I was hyperventilating a little bit. I was very anxious. And it was like, you might want to stop them. And she said she never got the email. Well, I replied to her email. It's really usually not the case that you don't get a reply back to your own original email. Like, it doesn't disappear. So that was flag number two. Flag number three was when I called her, since she didn't respond back to my email, she was very abrupt, like night and day from the sweetness that's standing in front of me in the storage unit. And I was like, oh, I don't like this at all. So I looked up background report, and I did not like what I saw.
Okay, then thank you for the validation. Because I told you, I could, the angels were telling me, and I could feel that there was something that wasn't right, so you just validated that.
That's
go
what
to
I
small
wanted to
place.
Do.
Since you already know this, don't even wait. Tomorrow, run down there, get the paperwork. I think I don't know what it is in your state. I know here in Washington, it's like $250. And, you know, you fill it out and take it to the judge. And then they'll go after them for the check or whatever. Oh, well, that's on them. They shouldn't have lied to you, and they shouldn't have tried to scam you.
Well, I mean, you know, they could say that, oh, no, we agree that we're going to start paying her on April 10th and, you know, she's crazy or whatever. She's got, you know, without cause. And,
okay,
you know,
well, then
you
that's
can,
your deadline. You gave
right.
it to the 10th.
Exactly.
To make
that's
the first
why
payment.
When you said, right, when you said what you said at first, like give them a week or 10 days or whatever, and that's it. And if they don't pay you, then you go to small claims court. I'm going to say this is a demand letter, and this is the new agreement. And if I don't get my payment in full by such and such a date, I will take the next steps in small claims court. And I want it in full. Otherwise, you return the furniture in the same condition, excellent condition that you took it away in.
Well, you know it's not going to be like that. Don't take that furniture back. You don't even want that energy around you.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right. That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
But you don't want that energy. They've sat on it or whatever they've done, you know, friends or whatever. No, you don't even want that energy back in your house or even around you, period. No, they're too negative. But anyway, that's
okay.
Good of you. That is professional to give them one more warning, and after that, that's it. So, you know, by the 10th, I'd have my claim papers, and the 11th, they'd be served.
So you don't feel that these people would need that to step up to the plate and say, let's just be done with it?
They're not going to pay the total amount that they agreed to for that furniture. They're going to give a small, maybe they might give you $500. I'm seeing that right now, 500. But you're not going to get all the money that you're supposed to get. You go to small claims court, you will. You'll get the rest of your money. But, yeah, they're just going to do a partial payment, and then you probably won't see any more money. I'm sorry, Gigi, to tell you that, but it's the truth. You know?
So if I say, if I... you know, make that demand letter and say, I want, you know, I've changed the terms. I want the entire payment due and payable on or before the, let's say the 10th of April, let's just say, are they even going to pay me the $500 or is that going to kind of go away because they're going to be so pissed off?
No, I see you getting that much. You'll get $500, but they owe you more than $500.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I see that they, yeah, of course. Yeah, I can see that. But I see you getting a payment of $500. That's what I'm saying. You'll get that one payment. I don't know if you'll get any more. Yeah, you'll just get that.
Can
so
I
that's
do,
done.
Can I do any spiritual work, for lack of a better term, metaphysical, to shift this energy? I would like it to come to a conclusion where it's a successful conclusion. I'm not asking for a huge amount. I'm asking $1,500. I want all my money. Let them keep that. I've already, you know, released it. It's not necessary that I, you know, I don't want the furniture back, like you said. But do you feel like
I don't know if they could come. Well, I know they can't come up with the full $1,500. But if they give you $500, you give them a time limit to give you that other $1,000, okay? If they give you $500 on the 10th, then by the 31st, they should give you the $1,000. I'm just saying,
so
you do what you know your business better than me. This is just
me
giving you an example. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, so instead of saying, okay, give me all of it on the 10th, they may not be able to do that, but if they give you five, still have that small claim paperwork at your house. And then by the 30th or, I don't know, 29th, whatever you want to do, they haven't come up with the other $1,000, then go to small claims court.
Do you think I should even put in the demand letter that I'm going to be taking? Otherwise, I'll take them to small claims court. I almost think it would be too nice of me to even prepare them to let them know what my next steps are.
No, you don't have to say
that.
You just say you take other measures.
Right.
You know,
right.
If you don't
okay.
get your money, then that means that you're going to have to take other measures to get
right.
your money. Yeah,
right.
That's
okay.
all. No, you don't. You don't never let people see you coming, baby. You don't tell them
exactly.
That.
That's what I'm hearing as you're talking, and I'm like, okay, I got to ask you. Yeah.
Just
got to validate.
Okay, Gigi, I got to get on. I got a full board today.
Thank you.
But anyway, let
Thank
me
you
know
so much.
What goes on. But like I said, I only see you getting one payment. So you do what's best for Gigi, okay?
I will.
All right.
I certainly will.
Let me know how you're doing. All right.
I will. Take care.
Okay. Well, you have a beautiful week, young lady. All right?
Oh, thank you. You too, young lady.
Bye-bye. Okay, next caller. Area code 718. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
This is Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Good, good. And what can I answer for you today, young lady?
I wanted to know, speaking, because my grandmother passed away, and I wanted to know, if she have like anything to say or anything, you know.
Does she have anything spiritual to tell you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You got to give me a second because it's not real quick like that one. Oh, and I need your grandmother's name. I can't have five or six people running to me. What's her first name?
Diane.
I'm sorry? Diane? Okay. Grandmother Aaliyah. Okay. What are you doing? Why is she saying that to me? I see her right now, and her eyebrows kind of turned up. She said, do you understand why she's saying that?
No.
Okay, but she's saying it. I see your grandmother right now, and I'm asking, what messages do you have for your granddaughter? And she's got her hand up, and she's going, what are you doing? Talking about you, not me now. What are you doing? Okay, it's something like it's not right, or you know that's not right what you're doing. Yeah. She's like, come on. I taught you better than that. Don't take the negative. It's something about the negative. And she's saying, stop it, because I taught you better than that. You know better. So I guess don't go into, if somebody's trying to pull you into something bad, or negative, whatever that is, don't do it, Aaliyah. Break away from them. That's, you know what I mean? If you're thinking about doing something or you're with some friends and they want to do something that's kind of stupid, don't be around them or do it. That's what your grandmother's saying. She knows that you're better than that. Don't get involved.
Yeah.
So, all right. I know you understand, so just listen to your grandmother. She's adamant about what are you doing. So just do what's best for Aaliyah and keeps Aaliyah with the good, with the right and the wrong that you know, right? Yeah. And call on your grandmother. She wants to talk to you. She wants
How
to talk to
that?
You. When you go to sleep tonight, tell your grandmother that you're ready to talk to her and listen to what she has to say. She'll come to you in your sleep, in your dream.
Oh,
it'll
she
be
will?
Her. Yes, ma'am. But she definitely wants to talk to you. I mean, strong. I can feel that. So tonight when you go to sleep, just Grandma, come on, talk to me. What is it that I need to know? You know, tell me. And she'll talk to you. Like I said, it'll be in a dream. It's not like you're going to be laying in bed and sit up and like, hi, Grandma, blah, blah. No, it'll come spiritually. Yeah,
uh-huh.
She's going to come spiritually to you, okay? And listen to what your grandmother has to say because it's important. Okay.
And I wanted to ask, like, because I was soon going to be working, like, for one job, and it's this housing job, and I wanted to know if I'm going to get a call back to work with them, because.
Okay. Leah, that's a second question, and we only do one. You're more than welcome to call back in with a second question. I don't have a problem with that, but it's one question per call.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so you can call back in. I don't have a problem with that, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, Aaliyah, thanks for calling. Have a beautiful day, honey. All right, you're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 36 on the West Coast, and it's 936 on the East Coast. Okay. Next caller, area code 310. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? Hello.
Yes, hi, Linus.
Hi.
Yes,
hello. Are you talking to the phone?
Yes, I am talking into the phone. Can you hear
okay,
me?
Okay, now I can. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Who's this? Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show, young lady.
Hi, Linus. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was just wondering. I actually just got accepted for certification in Oklahoma, and I wanted to see if you see that all working out and me being able to find a job for the fall.
For the fall?
Mm-hmm.
In the fall, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, in the fall, and Oklahoma. So are you moving there, or you live there
yes.
now?
No, I'm
Well, you're
going to
be moving there. I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. Moving there.
No, you're moving there. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Wow, the angels are telling me right now there's a lot of opportunities for you. I don't know what field you're in, but they just said a lot of opportunities.
Yay.
Yeah, for you, whatever field that you're in or what you're doing, I guess Oklahoma is it for you. That's it. So what did you want to know? Are you going to be moving there? Yes.
Okay.
I
just want to know if I'll be able to lock in a job for the fall. That's mainly what I'm kind of wondering about.
I think so. I'm not going to say think. I know so because the angels just said there's lots of opportunities there for you.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess you kind of said in that. Whatever that you do for a living, it's a lot of it in Oklahoma where you're going. So
there's a lot of it everywhere.
Yeah, you're blessed. You're blessed, honey. Yep, you're blessed. Well, good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Okay, that was it.
Yep, that was it. Because we can't ask another one, so I don't want to do that. So,
no, you can call back in. That's okay. You can call back in with a second question. I just have to go through the row and answer everybody, right? And if you call back in, that's fine. No problem.
Okay. I'll try that.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'll leave you on. Let me answer these other calls, and I'll come back to you. How's that?
Okay, that sounds fabulous. Thank you so much, Linus.
Okay. No problem. Uh-oh. Keep you on. Okay. All righty. Next caller, area code 551. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus.
Hi. Who's this? T?
Yep, you already know.
Hey.
It is. It's T.
Yeah.
Okay. Girl, you playing with me. What you want?
Before I ask my question, right, what did you think, well, it's still kind of early for you, the energy of today? What did you think about that? What did you get from today's energy? Just all
together. I felt good, and then I read the article about the young rapper who was really active in this community and got killed, Nipsey Hussle. I think it is. That made me kind of sad. I don't know the young man, but I read the things that he was doing in L.A., the community to help the young people, which was beautiful. It's just sad for him to have gotten killed like that. That part. But the other part of the energy, I felt good. I did. I kind of felt good today. Yeah, other than that. You know, I feel for people when they lose loved ones. I don't care who it is, you know, rapper or whatever.
Yeah, that was sad. That was very sad. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know him. He's around you guys' age, young cat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so you know I don't know his music, honey. I'm talking jazz and blues here.
Yeah.
Crazy. So, yeah. But anyway.
What you got for the energy today? Because today it just seemed like, and maybe it's just on this side of town or this side of the United States, just felt like I was wrestling with different types of energies, like just releasing them, and they would just come back. I don't know if it was just a lot of people was pulling on my, you know, on my energy, and I'm just trying to release it, and because I got a lot of phone calls throughout the weekend, but it just seemed like a lot of heaviness. So
now, T, you know why that came about. You didn't protect yourself today, did you? Did you protect yourself in white light? Because that energy wouldn't have got through. Remember, every day, honey, every day for you leave out that front door, and this is for everybody, not just T, cover yourself in white light. Because once we leave out our homes, we don't know what energy is coming at us. Could be good, could be bad, could be shady. But at least you're covered that it'll bounce off, right? It'll bounce off. It'll come, but it'll go real quick.
I've been allowing, I have a lot of people. I want to say about 10, 12, 13 people called me throughout the day. And some dead days, maybe it was the male who called me in the morning. I don't know. It was just a lot. But you're right, I got to protect myself. But I kept praying over myself and releasing it.
Did you have some salt on you? Did you have a salt in your pocket or near you while you were dealing with different clients?
I am taking today I canceled all the appointments. I couldn't even it was just too much. The people was just, they was doing too much today, Lannis.
You became overwhelmed. That's what happened. You became overwhelmed. It was too much. It was like, what they say, your cup runneth over. You take so much, something's got to go. You know, you got to get relief.
I came home, and I had to take a very long nap. But I did, but it was some good stuff. And that's what I was calling about, because I'm, you know, coming down to the final decision, because I, you know, been kind of neglecting some of the things that I need to be doing. And I just wanted to know if this was the right path, or if the angels were leading me there, because I keep seeing 77. The college that start with a W, I wanted to know, is that where they are leading, where they're leading me to go to school, so I can do what I need to do to get to the next level?
Always an option, yes. But that's always an option. So it's yay or nay for you with that. It's always an option.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Because that's what I was like, because it just set up easy. Like, they waived the
application. Hold up. You had a lady today that was a psychic vampire. I just got a bad, like a knot on the left side of my head going down, but it's like a knot, like somebody hit me in the head. One of the people they're showing me her face right now. She's dark, narrow, kind of a narrow nose, slender oval face. Her hair is cut close to her head. She was toxic. You didn't even know it. She was sending that energy. You didn't even know it. You got attacked. That's what happened. You got attacked. Girl, you better put that white light on you like white on rice.
Was it a public place or was it in the meeting?
Meeting. No, it's not public. Meeting. Whew. Yeah, we got to stop talking about that. That headache is going up to the front of my head now. God, she's toxic.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know who. I just... She showed me a picture of her face. Now, something close to that, if that person was in the meeting or someone that you talked to on the phone, I have a feeling that you talked to this person on the phone more than in the physical aspect. And she was sending out like these darts, you know, just, ooh. She was telling you one thing, but her mind was doing another, or spirit, excuse me, was doing another. And she don't even know you. You know, she's a person that's, Misery Loves Company. She's in a sad issue in her life right now. You guys don't know it, but she is. And so she doesn't know how to deal with that. And it's just like working with her bosses or whatever that they're doing, she just, you know, she'll say this or that. But she's really mean. Man, she's mean-spirited. She's going through some stuff in her life, though. Now, I described her to you, so somebody that's close in that description. Oh, wow. It's a quarter.
It sound like, at first, because I did go to a meeting, and this lady at the meeting, she was like she was a therapist, too, and she was just very, like, I didn't like her energy at all. And I'm like, But then you described one of my friends who calls me every single morning, and she was going through it today, and I'm like, girl, not today.
She's the one. What's her name? Just her first name.
Jaquia.
Yep. To be more careful. That's her.
She was going
through it. She is, yeah. Ooh, I don't blame you. I backed away, too. My head just stopped hurting when you said her name. It's her.
Is she really, like, she's my friend, right? Is she's really for me?
I mean, she's not against you, no. But she's just got a lot of stuff going on, and it's not good. That's why I felt the toxic energy.
Yeah, and I feel like she pulls for me, and I give her advice on what.
Misery loves company. Why are you inviting it into your life? Don't invite that in. When she started with her trouble, you were right to say, not today. I'm too busy, and I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm just too busy. I got things to do. Can I call you later on? And, you know, we can discuss it.
Because it's been a shift, Atlanta, since mid-March. And she calls me every morning, and I talk to her because I feel so, like, I don't know what I send her. Like, she really needs some help.
She needs help.
So we pray. Yeah, therapy. I advise her to therapy, and I wanna get her the best. You know, she's going through some stuff. I don't know what to tell her.
Just pray for her.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for her, and suggest that she get some. You want to say psychiatrist? Get some help to talk to somebody objectively. They can talk, you know, listen to her objectively that doesn't know her. She does need to talk to somebody. She's holding too much stuff in. I got to go, though, G. I got people waiting. I'm off the air in 10 minutes.
Okay, bye.
I know, I'm sorry, but I don't want to keep, I'm three people. I don't want to keep them hanging. Let me give you a call back. I just wrote your number down. I'll give you a call back, okay? Okay, babe. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, next caller, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut y'all short, but I just want to help everybody. Area code 917, you're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lauren.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Hi, it's Lauren.
Lauren, oh, okay. Hi. You have such a pretty soft voice. How you doing, Lauren?
not so great. There's a lot
wrong,
going
honey?
On today. There's like a whole life crisis going on. So anything that you can sort of give me in terms of insight from the spirit world would be.
Is there
really
a man
helpful.
Pushing your head in?
There was.
Lauren?
Yeah.
Is there a man, I don't mean physically, but mentally?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like
spirit
it's pressure.
Around.
You feel like you're under pressure. Yeah, okay.
Because
I'm feeling it on my head. That's why I asked. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, no, there's a lot going on. So anything that you pick up would be really helpful. I don't even know if it's anything you're feeling in regards to health would be.
Okay. Is there a person you would like me to check out for you? Or situation?
Yes. I'm in a health situation right now, and I was in an accident, and I was having ankle problems before that, and now I'm having knee problems. So there's a lot going on with that, but there's also a lot in the spirit world where I have spirits kind of communicating with me all the time, and I'm trying to figure out who they are and how to better hear them.
Okay, that's good. That's good that you're going into the spiritual mode. First off, to hear your spirit, you need to quiet yourself. You know, I could say when you go to bed, but maybe you just go outside and sit on the porch or walk around the block. You know, you're quiet in your thinking and open to receive. You want to create understanding. Ask the spirits or angels. Just ask your angels. You have a female and a male angel. That female is edging you on to go your way. I don't know what that's about, but she is like, you can do better than this. Move on. The male is protecting. The male is very tall, and he's protective.
Okay.
He's your brother from a past life. You guys were always tied as sister and brother. So he's like maybe 180 years ago, I'm getting right now. 180 years ago.
Okay.
But anyway, he's with you now. He is with you now. The person is only going to be able to do so much. You call on your male angel. I'm sorry, I was trying to ask his name because I always ask the angel's name when you bring him in. But the woman, I see her pushing you on the back, pushing you out the front door. I see her just pushing you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this woman in spirit? She's doing this because there is a very real situation where, in terms of housing, where that may happen. So I don't know if that is like a spiritual pushing or if it really means something may happen.
Okay, well, the two
that.
Angels, your angels are good. Your two angels that are there. Okay. So the female, she's pushing you out the door. The male is just standing there. He's watching. He's observing. And I'm sorry, I'm not getting a name. But if you say your male angel, I need your help for protection, security. Would you be in front of me and keep me protected? He will.
Okay.
The female, she's an older woman and she's short. She's probably about 5 foot nothing.
Okay.
You're just right at 5 feet. She's a little short woman, and she's an older woman,
mm-hmm.
but I see her two hands at your back, and she's just pushing you out the door. So I don't know if that's your grandmother, great-grandmother, or what, but she is there.
Yeah.
Also, spiritually, let me tell you what you can do for yourself to protect yourself. You got some sea salt in the house?
Oh, yes, I've been I've been doing that, yes.
Okay, do the
actually,
sea salt all the
spirit,
way in every corner around the house, on your body, you know what I mean?
Yes,
put a packet.
A spirit
tonight.
Today suggested like a salt cleanse and a spray.
Yes,
also.
Do a bathe, about a half a cup of salt, put it in the tub, just sit back and relax. Also, another one is vinegar. Put a half a cup of vinegar in the tub and just sit back and relax.
Okay.
Yeah. Vinegar removes the toxins. Salt is a barrier. So not only is it a removal, but salt is a barrier for protection. The vinegar is so strong, it just, like, takes the negative out of your body and it dissipates.
Hmm. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that will help you. And I will put you on our prayer list, too. That
thank you.
You can get free and have a peace of mind.
Okay.
I'll let Nina know too, so she can pray as well.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, Lauren, that you're going through this. If you get a chance, go to my website. I have a one question for $20.
Okay.
I want to do a reading for you. But let's do it when you're away and it's just you and me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Even if it means, you know, you're going to go run the 7-Eleven and you're in a car. And, let me write your number down and I'll call you back and give you my private number. And then you can call me and we'll talk. But
okay.
I don't want you in the vicinity that you're at right now, I don't want you in there trying to talk. I want you away from that, you know.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. The energy in here is not really me, so
Okay. You know, you got a little power within you. You can say, I will not accept this. The angels are not going to let me accept it. The miracles are not going to let me accept it. And the guides are not going to let me accept it. And God said, sit your fucking ass down and leave me alone.
Exactly. Okay. Okay.
Don't say that, honey. That's just me.
You understand. I needed that. I really needed that.
Yeah. Well, it's true. shoot, God don't want you to be hurt. He don't want you going through a bunch of none of us as far as that's concerned. But I can feel your spirit, your sweet, sweet soul, and you don't deserve this. So I'm going to give you a call back, and then I'll give you my private number, and then you can call me, you know, when you can. You don't have
okay,
to be
definitely.
Tonight. You know, I mean, I'm going to call you back tonight, but I mean, you know, I'm 11 to 7. I work every day. So you call me. I'm going to give you my private number, and I'll stop whatever I'm doing and talk to you, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Glad to do it. All right, let me take one more call before I get out of here.
Okay.
And thanks for calling. Okay. All right. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I got 60 seconds. I'm getting ready to go off the air. Please forgive me, area code 310. That was Susan. I'm so sorry, Susan. Please, if you can, give us a call back. We are on Sunday. The shows are longer Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock our time. I don't know what time it would be for you, but on the West Coast it's 3. So call me back and let's talk about it. Oh, God, they're going to cut me off. And 619, I apologize to you, too, for not being able to get to your call. I'm sorry. So please call back next Sunday and we will you know, try and answer your questions. Everybody have a wonderful week. Please tune in Friday for Friday Traffic Jams to hear the music. And don't forget, next Sunday at 3 o'clock, me and Nina are on the air. God bless you. And if no one's told you they love you today, well, I do. And I know Nina does too. Okay? So know that you're loved and we're here. Okay. Night, night.
Takes over.